So the question was asked regarding comparing a couple when they're engaged, or a guy who's dating a girl, and a married couple. Technically, all girls today, being that they've the average girl has had her period at least once in her lifetime, and from the moment she has her period till she goes to a mikvah and does the procession in preparation for going to the mikvah, it's not just about going to the mikvah. She has to prepare the 7 days of preparation for going to mikvah. So from the moment she has her period till she'll go to a mikvah, she's a nida. Now, a nida is a woman that is, once she's had her cycle, she's biblically prohibited. She's like an erva. She's like almost as if she were someone else's wife, almost as if she was a person's daughter, just like a person should rather kill themselves than have relations with their daughter. So too, a person has to be willing to give up at all costs having relations with a woman when she's a nida. So, being that a husband and wife are close to one another, so Chazal gave us certain stringencies when the wife is a nida, after the woman has had her period. So the couples separate their bed, they may not touch. the couples are not allowed to pass things from hand to hand. And the question is, do we apply the same stringencies to a couple that's engaged, what we call engaged today, or that they're dating? So the answer is no, we do not apply those stringencies. Those are stringencies that stem from the closeness that a couple have, being that they're so close when they're married. So Chazal said, they're not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to eat the remnants of her food. They're not allowed to sit on the same bench. They're also not allowed to pass things from hand to hand. So that's a stringency that stems from the closeness that's going to be there the rest of the month when they're permitted. Being that even though a couple that's engaged is going to have a lot of feelings for one another, doesn't come close to the feelings we expect them to have when they're married, so we don't have the stringency of prohibiting them from passing things from hand to hand. They're not allowed to touch, just like any boy and girl are not allowed to touch. But that has nothing to do with this. I mean, that stems from this prohibition too. That's why it's very serious, the prohibition of touching and etc. But passing from hand to hand is an extra stringency only between a husband and a wife. And that's why even though a wife will sometimes feel a little awkward when they're first married, she's not allowed to pass her husband a cup of wine, but she's allowed to pass a guest. How come? Right? She can't pass things from hand to hand to her husband, but she could to her father, to her brother, or to a guest at the table. Yes, because she won't have that same closeness, so she doesn't have to have that same stringency.
Where is this coming from? And which source is this? I was asked, I said this.
Right.
And then I was told, no. And then I said, where is the source for it? And once again, I didn't.
You were probably told that there are congregations in Israel, specifically the Ethiopians and perhaps some of the Yemenites, that they apply this stringency to every girl. But that's their own custom. That's their own thing. In general, in Am Yisrael, that is what's been accepted. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch say it. If you want, we can look it up. It should be in the laws of modest practices between a man and a woman, where it says you're not supposed to look at a woman's clothes hanging, and the laws there around the laws of Yichud over there. So it is quoted that especially pious people are careful about this with any woman, but that's for the exceptional. You know, Rav Kook was careful; he would never pass things from hand to hand to a woman. That's the exceptionally pious. But in general, it is permitted. You see, the Talmud says, when a woman gives you change, if you're looking at her hands to see her beauty, so then a person who does that won't merit to see the world to come. He's going to get the perdition. If even just for looking at her finger, because he's looking at and trying to enjoy her beauty. So you see, it's pretty obvious in the Talmud, she's passing him the change. It's going from hand to hand. The point is, are you looking at it or not? But there is such a concept in Halacha that exceptionally pious people do it, and there seem to be certain congregations that took this upon themselves, but they're the exception. The rule is that, you see, everyone passes things from hand to hand. Yeah, you pay the checkout clerk, she pays you back. So some people are careful, she'll put the change down on the table. But that's just because of this Gemara. She's worried, maybe you're looking at her hands. That's just because of that Gemara. But you'll see, people do pass things from hand to hand. I haven't seen a woman get on the bus and put her kartisiyah on the table for the nahag, right? Haven't seen that happen yet. I might still see it, I'm young yet. But, on this point, guys, just a second, guys are waiting, yeah.
This goes back to Yichud.
So it's not on this point exactly. One second. On this point, David?
It's about a wife.
Yeah.
What do we know about Adam Rishon's other wife?